This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing an election rally at Garhwa in Jharkhand to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates in the assembly elections. Now we take you live to the Prime Minister's address going on in Jharkhand.
भाजपा के पास जो नेक है नियत है वो नेक नियत कहां से लाओगे और इनकी योजनाएं कभी अब करेंगे तब करेंगे दिसंबर टिकना फैला अरे तुम रहने ही वाले नहीं हो भाई ये चुनाव में विदाई पक्की है
Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the second public meeting in Chaibasa this afternoon. This is the PM's first election rally in Jharkhand after announcement of poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phase polling to be held on 13th and 20th of November. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Nominations of 7,994 candidates filed across 288 Assembly constituencies have been found valid after scrutiny on the 30th of October. Maharashtra will go to polls on 20th of this month in a single phase to elect a new Assembly. Major alliances competing are the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi. The ruling Mahayuti alliance consisting of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena UBT and NCP Sharad Pawar are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray. In Uttarakhand, 23 passengers died and many others were injured after a bus fell into a trench in Kupi in the Almora district this morning. Relief and rescue operations are underway at the site on a war footing. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep grief over the casualties in the accident and instructed that relief and rescue operations be expedited. In a social media post, Mr. Dhami said that the local administration and STRF teams at the site are working quickly to evacuate the injured and transport them to the nearest health centre. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages and serving the diaspora. The minister also met the Governor of Queensland, Dr. Janet Young. During the meeting, both the leaders discussed opportunities and ways to strengthen economic, trade and investment cooperation between India and Queensland. Indian Railways is operating around 25 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Lucknow, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Prayagraj, Darbhanga, Indore and Thiruvananthapuram. According to Railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to the 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. The US will vote tomorrow to elect its 47th president in a fierce race between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic leader Kamala Harris. This election is expected to be one of the closest contests for the White House in decades. Both candidates have left no stone unturned to win over voters, particularly in key swing states. The latest opinion polls indicate that the outcome will be decided by results in seven battleground states of Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. In table tennis, India's Harmeet Desai claimed dual titles at the WTT Feeder Caracas in Venezuela, winning both the men's singles and mixed doubles events. In mixed doubles, Desai and his partner Krithvika Roy edged past Cuba's George Campos and Daniela Fonseca Carazana in a tight 3-2 final. While in men's singles final, Desai defeated France's Joe Seyfried 3-0, following a close semi-final win over Portugal's João Monteiro. And that is the end of this news bulletin.